This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. It's Thursday. That's when we spend a few minutes with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's events editor, Shane Harrison, to talk about some of the budget-friendly happenings taking place around Metro Atlanta these next several days. Now, Shane, is that jingle bells I hear?
Oh, yes, but they seem to be off in the distance, but you wouldn't know that by some of the productions that are happening around town. One of those productions is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is now in its third year, and this is something you really need to see. It's based on the old Rankin-Bass cartoon,
which is 48 years old this year.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
And now I get to look forward to seeing the Center for Puppetry Arts do a live-action version of it.
And when you say it's patterned after the original Rankin-Bass, that's no understatement.
Oh, no, definitely not. It really is. It is basically the same thing. And they, of course, had to get permission from Rankin-Bass to use these characters.
And Shane, if you don't mind having literally the curtain drawn back and seeing what goes on backstage, there's quite an interesting offer being made this year.
Yeah, on select performances of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they're going to have Rudolph Unwrapped, which you can go behind the scenes and you get to see how it's all put together and how it comes together. The normal ticket price is $16.50, but just for $4 more, you can get to see all of what goes on behind the scenes, which I think would be really fascinating.
And again, the holidays are arriving early.
Yeah, it's already going strong. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is at Center for Puppetry Arts, and it continues through January 6th.
Well, Shane, for those that can't seem to get their fill of music and performance competitions on television, Emory is offering the opportunity to see a musical competition live.
That's right. And it's a little more highbrow than your X Factors or The Voice. This is the concerto and aria competition at Emory University. Basically, Emory students, any undergraduate music major, can enter into the concerto and aria competition, and they have to prepare a 10-minute maximum movement of a concerto or an aria. So it's a great variety of music, and it's a really great deal because it's free. This is happening on Saturday at 7 o'clock, so it's all down to this one performance, and they'll be judged on that. And the winner will perform in the Emory Symphony Orchestra or the Emory Wind Ensemble Spring Concert. The competition starts at 7 p.m. at Emory University's Schwartz Center for the Performing Arts.
Shane, for the better part of especially the United States, but if not the world now, a particular reindeer means Christmas. For Atlanta, it's a pig.
That's right. Priscilla the Pink Pig. Every year, kids look forward to this, and they have been for a very, very long time. The Pink Pig actually started at Rich's downtown in 1953, and what it is, it's a ride.
A little train.
The front of it shaped like Priscilla the pig.
Mm-hmm.
It's pink, very pink. And the train takes you through this little storybook. It's a story of Priscilla and her friends. Adults, kids, everyone. I mean, so many Atlantans have memories of this as children. Mm-hmm. So it's really a bit of nostalgia that has never gone away.
Now I'm Priscilla. Thank you for riding the babies. Thank you.
It's in the parking deck in a tent outside Macy's at Lenox. You can ride the Pink Pig any day except for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Shane, thank you for another week's worth of budget-friendly events. We look forward to having you back with us next Thursday.
Well, you're very welcome.
For more information about any of these happenings, head to our website right now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.